Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We are at the final verse of the 4th chapter of Ephesians. We'll spend the next few days working our way into the 5th chapter of Ephesians. I'm not confining the chapters to a calendar month. I did want to finish chapter 4 before the month of May ended. We're going to do that today or tomorrow. The verse says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now let's put it in context of what we're letting go of. We're allowing the Holy Spirit, who has sealed us until the day of redemption, to work in our lives. We are letting all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, and malice be put away. We're letting it happen. We're not actively suppressing it. We're letting the Holy Spirit do His work, and we're getting our hands off of it. We're not taking possession of it, allowing it to dominate us. In the vacuum that is created by those things being gone, we allow the Holy Spirit to work out of us kindness, tenderhearted, forgiveness. And then the equipment to do this is found in the final phrase of the 32nd verse. Even as God in Christ forgave you. And I always love this verse in relation to David's covenant with Jonathan. He makes a covenant with Jonathan. Jonathan's end of the bargain, the covenant was a blood covenant. In other words, you died if you broke it. Jonathan's end of the bargain was that he would tell David if his father turned on him. So Jonathan was David's eyes and ears in the palace of the king, a man who hated him. Saul hated David. So Jonathan said, I'll get your back. You're going to be the next king. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. For that service, David covenants himself, knowing that he's going to outlive Jonathan, and Jonathan admits, you're going to outlive me. Somebody's got to take care of my family. Will you show kindness to my family? And they enter into an agreement. Well, after Jonathan is dead, David remembers his covenant with Jonathan, and even though Jonathan is dead, the covenant was that he would always watch out for his family. So David, with his integrity, takes that covenant seriously, even though the other party's dead. He takes that covenant seriously, and he blesses Mephibosheth, which was Jonathan's son, for Jonathan's sake. And it's such a beautiful story of the lame Mephibosheth being put at the master's table and eating from the master's food and being called one of the king's sons. And he said, David says this rather in the Old Testament, is there any left of the house of Saul so that I might show them kindness for Jonathan's sake? And I always think of this passage from Ephesians 4:32. Forgive one another even as God in Christ forgave you. Or the King James says, even as God forgave you for Christ's sake. You are forgiven today not because you have cleaned up your life. That would be like washing before you take a bath. You are forgiven today because God has seen you in Christ and has reconciled the world to Himself in Christ. Just as David blessed Mephibosheth for Jonathan's sake, it was not Mephibosheth's sake. In fact, the text ends with Mephibosheth was lame on both his feet, just showing you that people don't clean up their walk before they receive the benefits of God's covenant. In fact, they may limp for the rest of their lives, but Jonathan is the reason David is good to Mephibosheth. Jesus and what he did at Calvary is the reason you can expect the goodness of God every day. Someone asked me the other day, can I move myself out of approval with God? They were very serious. They said, I want to do the right thing, but I do the wrong thing. How do I know God's not disapproved with me? And I said, because God did not receive you because He approved you. He received you because of your faith in Jesus. So He cannot reject you because of things you do. He received you on the same grounds He'll keep you, and that is Jesus. He forgave you for Christ's sake. Rest in that glorious good news. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.